Time for our Tuned In program with Julie Trapabin, School Superintendent. Good to have you here.
And good to be here.
And are we done with... Never mind.
Don't even mention it. Don't mention it. Well, enjoy the weather now.
You have a short week this week.
We do.
And then spring break. Mm-hmm. But in the meantime, you had one very busy school board meeting.
We did.
Lots. Of course, you've had a lot of meetings coming up to this one.
We have, and we'll continue to have more meetings. We've set a couple of hearings coming up. It's busy time of year.
Well, let's go first of all. Obviously, we've talked delayed before, but now we do have a roofing project going up.
And we do.
I think one of the things I've seen, a lot of these projects are getting bid. We're starting to see a lot of contractors. And you had, for the Franklin Elementary roofing project, what, half a dozen?
We had six, yes. We were very pleased with the interest in the project and also very pleased with the bids.
I just say under $580,000.
Yeah.
Which is actually quite low on the
considerably lower than
what
the
DLR
estimate.
Yeah,
well,
and even the high bid was below.
Yeah, so, and yeah, pricing can vary quite a bit without notice. So we were fortunate to get on the downslope and have a significantly lower bid than what we were concerned about getting. So,
and this is one of your facility projects.
It's one of our maintenance projects. That's something we have been fervent in doing, is making sure that we're maintaining the properties that we do have and making sure they stay in good shape. And so, yeah, the Franklin roof was at the top of that priority list for maintenance. So that's going to happen this summer.
So, weather permitting.
Yep.
I get it. I'm going to throw weather permitting most of your stuff anyway. So.
That's true.
For all our projects, pretty much. But it's pretty good. They're familiar with the Boone. They've worked with the school in the past, and Central States will.
Yeah, Central States won the bid. And they have worked with us several times, and we've had great success with them. So we're excited to work with them again.
So, and there's more, folks. It's not just roofing. It's doing some around the gym, the cap.
The cap. We're having to redo that a little bit, too. So that was even better news that we could get more than just the roof in at that bid. So
get the whole thing.
Yeah, we were very excited to get that bid and have that solidified for a project in the summer.
The board did go ahead and approve a lot of the electronics. Levi got everything he wanted.
I
should clarify this. This is part of a process. It's a rotation of the Chromebooks coming in, old Chromebooks going out. He's going with interactive television, much more, less costly.
Yes.
Big whiteboards.
I think that's what people would be surprised by, is that the interactive TVs are actually less expensive than even
the projectors.
Less expensive, more versatile for our teachers, and definitely more up to date for our students, so that they're better prepared for the workplace. So that's important.
And sales tax money covers a lot of our technology.
Sales tax covered everything that Levi presented last night, so that is not coming out of the general fund. So, yes, and that is part of the regular budgeting process, so it was nothing new.
It's good to have, he keeps tabs and he keeps the rotation going so that...
Yes.
Which is a good thing.
It is a great thing, yeah. It's just like maintaining your buildings. You need to do the same thing with the resources that you have.
All the technology. We did get, and not surprisingly, we've seen this happen in all our school districts, I think, around here for the last couple of years. But the BEA, you guys quickly came to an agreement. They approved it, and the board signed off on it last night.
Yeah, we're excited to be able to get contracts to our teachers. I think the first date that we're allowed to offer the contracts for the next year is 17th, so that will be coming out to them on the 17th, and we're hoping to have them back. So excited to have that agreement. And our association and the district have always worked really well together. That's, again, a testament to the people that we have as staff. So
we do know that, it's just under 3.5%.
Just under 3.5%.
Total package of 510,000 or so.
Yep. So that includes the TSS, which is teacher salary supplement. And so that they changed the reporting. So that's something that's just a little different this year.
So my question is, when they were giving money out to raise teacher salaries for beginning teachers, how long does that last?
The money that they keep. It was 2 years.
Okay.
So 2 years was it, and so then we need to find ways to pay for that after.
Okay.
Yes. We would love to have it funded further.
Continue.
Correct.
If you're mandating it, let's...
We would love to have a funded mandate.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, unfortunately, we've had several...
Don't worry, you're not
mandates.
The only superintendent that's telling me this.
So. That's correct. That's correct.
It would be nice if that
would
happen.
It would be lovely, yes.
So we got our lesson in property tax asking from Paulette last night. It's always so interesting to watch because she says... This is really not a real number. This is, and you got to watch the whole thing to see it.
And yeah, I really would direct people to watch the video and be able to see the numbers and the paperwork that's going to come out to everyone because it is very. The intent behind the law was fantastic. Transparency around property taxes is something I think we all want. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, the formatting and how it's designed is misleading and not clearly understandable. Yeah. So I think Paulette does a nice job of explaining what it really means. I think my biggest message would be that we had to put this out by March 5th, and we do not have the amount of state aid we're going to receive. So because the way the law is, we had to base it on 0%.
You had to say.
Percent. Yeah. So it would be like a worst case scenario that we do not anticipate happening because we do believe we'll receive some state aid increases. But that's what we have to do to protect the district. So
the timing of the publication and everything else.
And we're not alone. I know other school districts. I mean, we're all in the same boat with that.
Yeah, it's waiting for the legislature.
Waiting to hear when, what the amount will be.
Mm-hmm. So we know, generally, maybe two and a quarter with some additionals, and we'll see who comes out on top. But in the meantime, once it's done and all comes together, in reality, you're looking
in reality,
at just
looking
a very
at three
slight,
cents. Three cents difference, yeah.
So,
we'll... And again, significantly below what we've been in the past still. So while it's it would be a three cent increase, it's still more than $2 less than when I first arrived. So,
Yeah, I was going to say
when I first arrived.
One thing she pointed out, 18 something?
It was 18.98, yes. And now if we get the 2%, it would be around 16.71. So that's still significantly below the 18.98.
Mm-hmm. It's hard to explain to because she does a really good job
she does.
Explaining. First of all, you get this much, and then you have so much on top of that the state does.
Yep.
And it varies. I will say it does vary a lot based on how many students you have and what your property value is.
Absolutely. Property value, the number of students. And we've had, unfortunately, I think I shared last night that over the last 5 years, we've lost 110 students. Mm-hmm. And I think that's shocking to people because it doesn't feel like that. But yeah, that's a significant decline for a school district. So,
yeah. Well, you graduate 90 and you get 80 back.
That's right. And we've got a really large senior class this year. So.
Those are some of the challenges, and those are some of the budget reduction things.
That would be one of the reasons we had to look at budget reductions. That's correct.
So there is the budget guarantee, again, depending on what the legislature does. So we'll see how that works out. But the board did take action to set themselves up for it. Mm-hmm. One of the other things that a lot of people won't realize, but you do this surplus levy resolution, and a lot of that is basically paying off your debt.
Yes.
You're paying the principal down to save us interest.
So I believe last night would save us around $117,000. Yeah. So we do try to pay down the debt as quickly as we can to avoid paying interest to save the district dollars. So, yeah, that's something that we did last night as well and have done several, for many years. And I think that was one of the reasons we were able to do the projects that we did, too. So.
Well, one thing that did help out with some of your budget reduction plan is you have, at least on the teacher leadership side, had a proposal out there. The board tabled it last time, but did actually approve it last night. And you have some adjustments within that that are going to be made. And it's these have been worked on for a while, too.
They have been. And yeah, so teacher leadership evolves as the needs evolve of our staff. And so this all started when we started thinking about the mentor model role that we've had in the past, and discovering how our beginning teachers feel the most supported, and making sure that we're aligning our resources to the ways that they say they desire the support and have felt the support. So that's kind of where it all started. But then had an opportunity for some attrition and caused us to look at realigning some of the teacher leadership to help with some of the budget reductions that we're trying to do. So
there's a variety in there.
There is a variety in there. It's quite a bit of savings that we could potentially realize. So
just so listeners understand, the budget reduction thing, and you said it specifically to the, you know, you had two things first of all.
Yeah.
Reduction in force, not going to happen.
Right.
I mean,
that would mean they wouldn't have a job.
So, and the other one is what impacts
student learning.
Student learning
is always going to be a top priority, and making sure that we minimize student impact. So those were the two main drivers of what we try to come up with for budget reduction ideas. And that will be what we continue to try to do if we continue to see the decline in enrollment and reduction of amount of state aid that we receive. So,
I will say our district is... we're not as bad as a number of others.
We are not.
I know you've talked to other superintendents that have a bigger challenge.
There are districts that have lost double-digit staff in trying to make their cuts. And so we're really in a situation where we're just making some budget reductions so that we don't have to take some of the drastic measures that others have had to take. We're trying to be proactive. And that's really what this is about. And that's something that the staff and I have talked about when I went through every building and shared kind of where we are right now and getting ideas from our staff. So that's another thing is our staff were a part of this. Our staff were a part of providing some input into where they see potential reductions, because they also see, you know, where the biggest opportunities might lie.
So, and again, doing it all while keeping the staff and...
Try to keep the staff and student learning at the top. Yep.
Let's talk on one other staffing thing. Finally resolved.
Yes.
We have an activities director.
We do. We're very excited. We are very excited to have Tim Pizzetti on board and ready to start July 21st. So
he's ready. Well, and we'll be relocating, I think, back here.
Yes, we'll be relocating back here. And so that's part of the reason for the July 21st date. His previous contract ends June 30th. They need some time to move. So just excited to have them back home is what I, when he was in for the interview, I said, welcome back home. And so we're excited to have him.
So once again, been as Ryan, people had to, with the interview that he did, they got, you have it posted on your website too. And once again, a great opportunity. You can hear about him. But previously, Gilbert Colo, from Central Iowa.
So. Yep, over 20 years of experience as an AD. So really excited to have him as part of our team. And
some will remember his wife, Cindy, who was an administrator and did some time here.
she was an administrator in the Boone District. Yeah. So they have Boone ties. So that's the other thing that is exciting. Like I said, welcome home to Tim.
All right, so we got that. So the rest of the staff, while you're going through all of this and recruiting, and I understand, I mean, you had a couple of good candidates in the,
we
in
did.
The end. But so Tim looking to come back here. But I mean, you know, part of it is Lindsay's put in a pretty good job trying to keep things moving.
And, she's done an amazing job as an interim and really last minute interim. So I'm really proud of the work that she has done, also what John has done to support her, and just really excited, and I know she's excited to have Tim on board as well. So,
if she could be part of the team. It was a challenge, her first opportunity.
Absolutely, but she's done a phenomenal job.
Kind of a learning
job.
Experience.
It was a learning on the job, for
and
sure. But she's done phenomenal.
Don't mess with Lori's spreadsheets.
That's right. That's right.
We know that. You did talk last night about the district career and academic plan update. Mm-hmm. This is something, you do every year?
Every year.
Try to update it. And the board, the presentation to the board shows, here were our goals. These were some of the things we wanted to meet. So this is basically for our student,
students and their plans for after they leave us. Exactly. So it really fits well with our portrait of graduate work. That's a lot of what our goal setting was around and will continue to be around, honestly. And we were excited to be able to share that our scores this last time were actually above the state average, where previously they had not been. So we are proud of the work that we've been able to do to help prep our students for thinking about their future before they are not in high school anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, that's something that is something a lot of students share with us, is that they're fearful of, you know, what should I be doing? And so we try to give them as many opportunities as possible and help guide them through that process. So that's what that plan is all about, is helping our students plan for their future. And then once they do leave us, how successful are they? That's always really important to us, because the whole point behind our portrait of a graduate is that they can be successful whatever pathway they take. And so that's something that we talked about last night too, is just how to maybe glean some of the data that doesn't come automatically with the state data. So that's something that we've been investigating so that we can kind of get some good feedback on what we need to continue to do and maybe what we need to tweak. So
we still have some students that are going, well, when I graduate, I'll worry about it.
Yeah, we do.
Sorry, but every district does.
We do. But that's something we're trying to address.
And on the other hand, you have some that are very, very
absolutely
forward-looking and multiple areas. And I mean, we're talking not just academically, but also work-related.
Absolutely. So again, EDGE is something that's unique in that while there's other work-based learning opportunities in schools, EDGE is unique in that we really do tailor it and personalize it for our students. And so our students can have one or two different opportunities or many opportunities to try different occupations, and they don't have to be related. And so that's something that we hope helps them better plan for their future when they can try some things out in the safety net of still being in high school.
Still got a lot of things to do.
We do.
So moving forward.
Yeah.
Let's see. Otherwise, spring break coming up.
Spring break coming up. There's no school on Friday. The next parent-teacher conference is this week. So tonight and Thursday, we are hoping everyone will go in and do their enrollment verification. That's simply going into the parent portal and checking to make sure that everything that's in there is accurate and letting us know that you plan to be back so we can get our staffing.
You've got to start planning for the next school
year. We absolutely need to plan, as well as transportation. So looking to get busing, then that's something we need to know in that enrollment verification process as well. So you can do that by going to the website for existing students. If you have friends that plan to move to Boone and come to school, we have that registration process open as well. So, And FAFSA. Don't forget FAFSA. Okay, FAFSA. We want FAFSA, our opportunities at the high school. So
this is, again, an opportunity to help plan ahead.
It is an opportunity to help plan ahead. And the FAFSA, as a parent, I can tell you it was nice to have other people help share how to go through that process. So
now, do we have an event for students, parents of students? This is coming up.
Tonight and Thursday during conference time.
So pay attention.
When you're in the
high
school.
Please go and check it out. Having done those myself, it's a challenge. We got that going. And then the first of two budget hearings, because you have to do two hearings.
We do. They changed the law. We have to do two of them now.
The 24th, right?
24th is first one, yes. At 5:00.
And then once you hit April, then you've got more.
I think
budget.
April 14th is our second one at 6:00, I think.
Okay.
The same night as our board meeting, but before the board meeting. So.
And then you have to, your budget needs to be in by the end of April?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they'll decide by then how much they're going to do in supplemental
aid. We'll do our best.
Anyway, we keep working at it, too. I do appreciate you taking time to come in and visit. Got a lot of things done last night.
We did. And
of course, you had looking a lot of meetings. A lot of work session meetings coming up to it.
Absolutely, a lot of work session. having to work through a budget without knowing the money that's coming in is a challenge. So we had a couple of work sessions to kind of go through some of those decisions that we needed to make. So it was a great opportunity to have that dialogue.
And I know, like, when you went through all the other things last night with the budget reductions and stuff like that, the board well aware of what was being done.
So absolutely.
It all fit in. It was able to move along fairly quickly.
Yes.
Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.